Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our next session in the Conception Vessel Meridian, working on transforming all of those culmination emotions, as I often refer to them as. Working with overwhelm, apathy, guilt, shame, jealousy, etc. So anxiety would be another one in the mix that we could include with those culmination emotions. And we'll see where we go with all of that. Had some really juicy emails sent my way, so thank you for all of that. And if there's anything else to mention that you haven't already told me, feel free to type it on into the chat feature for anybody that's here live. Okay. And I invite you to take a moment to get yourself comfy, cozy, making any adjustments, and settling in as you find a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can be undisturbed for the session. And as we begin here, I invite you to breathe. To breathe consciously. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive life. And to drink that life in. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And any part of that feels pleasant, or the very least neutral, taking a moment to be with that, to mindfully savor that. And as you drink that in, I'll offer you these words. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being you. And thank you to all that's brought this moment to possibility. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have stewarded and caretaken this very land that's nourished all of us and all that came before us. And as we take a moment to drink that in, noticing how that feels inside of you. And I'm actually going to invite you to now purposefully find something that feels pleasant, to the very least neutral. It might be outward, it might be inward, whichever feels right for you today. And as you scan, taking a moment to find and locate this pleasant and neutral thing for you today. When you land upon it, keeping your gaze with it, keeping your attention with it, and taking time to really notice what it is you like the most about this. What's the thing that feels really juicy and good and nourishing about this? An invitation to drink that in with your breath. And as you breathe that in, breath by breath, noticing what seems to happen inside of you as your attention is here. And if any part of that is pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking time to savor that and to drink that nourishment in as well. Thank you again for doing all that it takes to arrive to these calls, whether you're live or listening to the recording. Thank you for showing up for you. And Thank you for the opportunity to work together in these ways. Blessings on this journey today. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And if you like, continuing to take in what feels good here at any time throughout the session, that includes right now. Or perhaps even at the very end, touching in on it again to notice what it's like. And as we head into the session, starting off with lymphatic circulation for the edges of the conception vessel meridian. So not that it's really physical per se, but the most lateral parts to it, the parts that are on the edges or the sides. And as we clear out lymphatic circulation here, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, and overanalyzing all the way through the entire meridians on its edges. It's unhooking the consciousness of feeling quote unquote touchy, or those things that are almost like a knee-jerk reaction that just get your back up and you're like, what's this? What's that? And it puts the nervous system on edge in a way. It might even be perhaps in the line of something like hypervigilance, or the things that you're mildly on guard for and that you know are your like chronic irritants. Like you just are always bugged when people, I don't know, I'm making up an example, use the wrong grammar or put the apostrophe in the wrong place, or those sort of like low key things, but that are chronic and irritating for whatever reason. So as we work with this, clearing out the little irritations and the things that make us kind of touchy about things, working with the permissions, it's safe to settle in. It's safe to settle. It's safe to settle. In other words, it's safe to let that go and settle into what actually feels good about everything else in this moment. And as we work with that, that's true for potentially this moment right now, but it's also addressing the long-standing pattern of those chronic triggers, not letting you really just settle into the easefulness, the peacefulness that may also be here to take in that goodness, that beauty of the moments. That's all linking into house number 6 in astrology. They think everything goes through those 12 phases or 12 houses. The sixth house is very much the house of practical action and being in service to the health of our bodies, our minds. And it works with the energy of the small intestine meridian, which brings in the discernment, intellect, and awareness, in essence, practicality. As we link this into the essence of practicality, the sixth house, which is again all about that practical action, linking it into the conception vessel meridian, and you guessed it, it's right on those edges where that sort of touchiness was hanging out. And as we clean house from that, running a body chemistry, interestingly enough, on irritations, on an emotional frequency. So again, to those sort of low-key irritants, acting as almost like a toxin or something that the body mind is intolerant to. It may be underneath either lens. For some of you, it might be both. And as you work with body chemistry here, supporting the immune system in rewiring what it actually needs to be rejecting, what it actually needs to be accepting. And then we're running in second related permissions here, and the words are, what if that thing wasn't so dangerous? What if that thing actually wasn't so dangerous? And underlying that, we're addressing a habit pattern of wanting to be controlled by that which irritates us. Wanting to be controlled by that which irritates us, in part because then it means that we get to continually work on ourselves and look at ourselves and you're like, oh, that really bugged me. And over time, we might not address it instantly, but over time we might go, okay, it's time to take a look at ourselves. So as we look at that, underlying all of that is this fundamental belief system that something's always wrong. Something's always wrong within us. And for this, we're actually addressing that with a seed tree. It's going to continue for the next 4 days. And as it runs through those 4 days, simultaneously alongside of it, tapping out cortices for all three brains, head brain, gut brain, heart brain, in that order. Okay, so as we work with this seed tree, C3 stands for C, circulation of all those healing resources, that blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Working with the endorphins, the hormones, and those endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, lower all of those sort of inflammation and inflammatory responses. And as we work with that, it also has an impact on the entire body mind. And also balancing the overall relationship and the balance between yin and yang, or all things feminine and all things masculine. And then running hydration, helping those cells to absorb water and joy, release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Then D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. All of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection and integration, shift the underlying consciousness. Perhaps thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as that C3 runs for those next 4 days and those cortices go for all three brains, in essence, hitting the reset button on all of those intertwined patterns around touchiness, around the need to always be working on ourselves. And as we work with this, simultaneously now working with a feeling of being taken advantage of very specifically, or feeling maybe used, maybe a better wording for that, feeling taken advantage of or feeling used, as well as there's a third related to this, feeling disregarded, or like not consulted, not asked ahead of time, in essence. And as we work with that, collectively, it's actually going into mom's side of the family lines. We're going back 6 generations. And there is a fair amount of low self-esteem and this idea that, sort of this concept really, that women were in existence to simply serve men. And that was their only use and their only role. And you can see why that type of thinking would lead to further low self-esteem. And it became quite a downward spiral, a downward cycle. So as we work with this, running lymphatic drainage for the entire feminine half of the body. So right brain, left body, also front body, and all things, of course, conception vessel meridian. In particular, point number 17, that hangs out in the center of the sternum. Okay, and this point governs all things yin, governs all the yin meridians. Okay, now as we work with this, excuse me. Running lymphatic circulation to clear out those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, and overanalyzing. But we're doing it not just for this generation, but all 6 going back through the entire lineage. And as we work with this, I just see the essence of the understanding of the inherent value of the yin, of the feminine, beginning to return. And as it's gently making its way back, remembering its own strength, its own power, its own capacity to take up space and be seen, be heard, be acknowledged, even be validated. We're linking this into the transition between 8th and 9th houses. 8th house is the house of hard knocks, house of challenges that lead to that rebirth and regeneration. And the 9th house is really about basking in that regeneration, I think. And the 9th house is the The place where the right brain gets to play with philosophy and intuition and all of those sort of good things that it likes to chew on. And as we work with this balancing between eighth and ninth house, running the permissions, it's safe to move forward. It's safe to face forward and move forward. It's safe to face forward and move forward. And no surprise that we're linking that right into the face. And cranial nerves 5 and 7 are lighting up. So cranial nerve 7 is the facial nerve. Cranial nerve 5 works with the jaw. And as we work with these two particular cranial nerves, it's almost as if they're both trying to take over each other's jobs and what they're attempting to do and how they're attempting to resource the body. And as a result, and nothing's overly getting accomplished as well as it could be. And it's creating a jam up and figuring out how to take life in. There's just confusion here. Excuse me. I'm gonna get some water in me. That seems to keep happening in my throat. One second. And as we uncross the wires between cranial nerves 5 and 7. It seems to need a couple of things, actually. Okay, we actually need to run hydration here. And as it takes in water and joint releases any impurities that just don't need to be here. We're also running switching technique, which is going to be that main thing that takes it out of those wires being crossed. As it helps to cope or deal with that stress. Oh, okay. It's sorting out literally the identity of the feminine and the identity of how it is we have been navigating life with potentially that essence of the, excuse me, that ancestral energy that's been cleared. And as we sort of unwire and rewire in new, healthier ways, these identities of how it is we wish to be seen, the question becomes just that. How is it you are wanting to be seen? How is it you wish to be seen for yourself? How is it you wish to be seen by others? And then running the permissions for both of those cranial nerves. It's safe to let yourself be seen here. And as we do that, it's unhooking old fears around abuse and around being punished or criticized or even attacked for letting yourself be seen in the strength and the power of your feminine essences. Okay, and as that begins to fall away and rewire in healthier ways, linking in the energy of the heart and the heart meridian as it shines upward through one of its meridian branches up to the face, and specifically linking it into those two cranial nerves. And as we support the body mind in this way, bringing in harmony to the face, we're also bringing in the consciousness of delight and respect. And getting to have both that essence of pleasure and play and lightness, but also not having to be so serious that you need to demand respect by only being serious. In essence, what if your joy could be respected? What if your joy could be safeguarded in a way that didn't involve you having to limit it or contain it or protect it in any way, shape, or form? But it was just seen as something that was respectable. To have joy. And here we're unhooking active memories of times in which you showed up actually happy, and someone might have said quite insensitively something along the lines of, "What are you so happy about? What have you got to smile about?" Or there might even be harsher versions of that present for a few of you. I'll knock that smile off your face type of thinking or words that were said to you. And as we work with that essence of having your expression of your joy judged so harshly. It's actually intertwined with the belief system Abundance gets punished. Abundance gets attacked. If I have more than of something than anybody else, I'll be criticized or made to withstand unpleasantries, unpleasant conversation, unpleasant environments, etc. That it may even feel quite threatening. It may be overwhelming. It may be causing anxiety, even on a low key level. And as we work with that tentativeness to really express that joy open-heartedly, that's exactly what we're unhooking it. Where we're unhooking it all from is from the heart. And as it unwinds and releases through the heart, I'm seeing most of it come off of the left side, perhaps because the left side of the heart pumps to the whole body. It's a little bit bigger than the right side for that reason. I'm seeing it come off of the electroconnectivity system or the nerves of the heart, so to speak, on that left side, as well as the blood vessels of the heart. And we're also simultaneously reminding the heart that its job isn't to have to push through any of that stuff, but its job is actually to create harmony by being a still point, by being a place where things get to pause. And every time the heart beats, it's a moment for that heart to pause, take in stillness, take in nourishment, and then it releases the blood to flow again. Oh, interesting. This is now linking into your specific heart rate. And for those of you that are in particular on the higher side and have a higher heart rate, or perhaps even have low blood pressure, and there's this idea of there isn't enough joy, so I have to continually pump faster to pause my heart more frequently so I can try to take in that joy so I can replenish it. Because every time I express it, it gets, well, attacked and depleted. Okay, interesting pattern. That was a lot of words, but I hope that makes sense. And as we work with that through the heart, on the primarily again the electroconnectivity or the nerves of the left side of the heart there, it's also the feminine side of the hearts. And here, running a series of permissions. It's safe to be loved. It's safe to be valued. Along with it's safe to have my joy respected. And as we work with that trinity, belief systems, or pardon me, permission statements, it's also unwinding the belief systems that fly in the face of that, let's say, or anything that contradicts essentially those permission statements. And as we unwind that all and find a little bit of connective tissue, potentially adhesions along the way, any spots that are extra sticky, we're going to bring in circulation of all those healing resources that you've heard me list before through to any particular parts that are just a little bit sticky or twisted or torqued in ways that don't allow for this to flow more readily through it. And as this unwinds the heart, it's linking into that conception vessel 17 point again in that mid-sternum region. There's actually a pathway of connective tissue between it and the heart that's also twisted up. So as that unwinds and releases, running one more permission, it's safe to have this heart open again. It's safe to have this heart open again. And that's interestingly enough, linking into house 12. Letting all that old stuff go, releasing, surrendering, allowing, and making space, and peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And now we're linking it into very specifically the liver and the liver meridian. That's a part of house 12. And this liver meridian, it's yin, it's feminine. And it's also considered to be one of the places where we can readily detox old karmic patterns, old karmic patterns. And as we supportively work with that releasing of old karmic patterns, I just hear the words, it's safe to stand up. It's safe to stand up again inside of you. And as we do that, releasing patterns of having overwhelming, collapsing energy or times in which you thought, ah, this is never going to change. Why bother? You could also think of this as having a tinge of apathy, but it's more so in the vein of that overwhelm. And as we release this overwhelming collapse, or depression might be another way to put it too, from the region of the conception vessel meridian, we're primarily doing it from the part from the midsternum, conception vessel 17, up through to the, well, it roughly goes into the roof of the mouth there, top of the roof of the mouth. And then it'll circle back down again. But the top of the roof of the mouth is where it meets the governing vessel meridian. As we work with this all here, linking it in once again to house 12, house of releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. I just see this deep desire for celebration and lightness again to be expressed in ways that get to be more open. And as we do so, releasing the judgment of that's for kids. Yeah, that's the type of thing that kids might do to have that light themselves up from the inside out. Yeah, there's this pattern again around seriousness of having to hold yourself in a certain way to be taken seriously, to be regarded as serious. And although that's true to an extent, this is a bit much. And we're just releasing that excessive seriousness along with we're addressing a pattern of needing to put pressure on yourself to make yourself toe the line. And in a sense, being really hard on ourselves to keep ourselves under control. And underlying that, again, that theme of wanting to be controlled or thinking that there's something in here that has to be controlled. Yeah, with this, the essence of life should be controlled. And we're unwinding that all the way through now, the conception vessel meridian, all the way to its very first point, its origin point, your origin point in the perineum. And as we work with this essence of origination, remembering why life began, in essence, and maybe it doesn't actually hold some of those seriousnesses or those patterns of how we've managed to control or cope or deal with what seems to be potentially be overwhelming. What if we could, again, tying in a little bit into the work we've been doing recently, tolerate that ecstasy of life just a little bit easier? And what if it got to begin again in a way that didn't have to carry the heaviness of that weight or having to put pressure on yourself to, quote unquote, toe the line or be a certain way? And here we're linking in the consciousness of curiosity through conception vessel 1 point in that perineum, space between either vagina or testes and anus, and it's rising all the way up that meridian. As we invite curiosity all the way through, invitation to play with that a little, just see if there is anything that you're curious about wanting to check out in this meridian, in your feminine essence, in anything that's yin. As you're curious here, a gentle reminder that the feminine, along with that conception vessel meridian, holds the deepest of the nourishments. It's the place again where you get to pause and hold still. And as the seasons are transitioning here, anyways, in the northern hemisphere, to come out of that place of summer, of late summer, into fall, there's the essence of things maybe slowing down in a way. And as we work with this, releasing now shame from the conception vessel meridian in its entirety, as that curiosity rolls through, it's releasing one hook after another of shame. What if I didn't attract this? What if I didn't do anything wrong? What if I am not the cause of all the things that are happening in my life to blame? And at the same time, recognizing that we're always there, but we have a tendency to beat ourselves up unnecessarily, thinking that, we've done something horrifically terrible or wrong for these things to be happening to us, which gets in the way of us actually seeing where these essences are really located. and where they're actually coming from. So we get caught up in that cycle of judging and evaluating that all, rather than being curious to let it unfold and see where it actually is coming from. Maybe it's from the ancestral lines, and maybe it's from this lifetime. Maybe it's something in between. And as we work with restoring that curiosity versus the wanting to judge or beat ourselves up for the things that are triggering us or the things that are happening in our world, it's linking into eighth house energy, house of the kidney and the kidney meridian. And here we're unhooking not just shame, but also fear as well, as we release that from the kidney meridian. It's coming off of, again, this yin meridian, primarily the feminine lines through mom's side of the family. I just hear the energy of, like, you should be ashamed of yourself. And it's a mothers wanting to control daughters through the shame process. Underneath the idea of, well, the shaming might work and it might get them to where they need to be, and mom's intentions essentially may have actually been good. However, how it played out may have not landed very well at all, or been very helpful or supportive. And as we release those patterns of shaming, we're also releasing the place where we learn to do that to ourselves and how it is we learn to shame ourselves. Yeah, I'm running the permissions here for the entire conception vessel meridian and all things feminine, including those ancestral lines. And the words here are, you have nothing to apologize for. I got a dog sigh on that one. You have nothing to apologize for. The dog sighs usually mean I took a long time to get to what they thought would be helpful points. And now that I finally got there, it's like, ah, oh, finally, you human, you. You have nothing to apologize for. Including taking your time getting to the point. You have nothing to apologize for. And as it unwinds through the conception vessel meridian, I see all the shoulders and hip reciprocals come up to supportively allow for the front body to open. And as that encourages the front body to open, balancing the entire spine, all the reciprocals of the upper and the lower spine. And as this body mind opens up, layer by layer, breath by breath, the front body moving more towards the front and coming out of those subtle sort of fetal S postures or the stop postures versus the go posture. And as it opens up and unwinds here, linking into house 12, house of, again, releasing, surrendering, allowing. Anything that's in the way that doesn't supportively allow for this body mind to open up in the ways that it wishes to. And as that releases, I'm seeing also, and particularly, that essence again of shame being released now through the 12th house, through the liver meridian that goes with it, helping to digest those old toxic karmic patterns of how moms attempted to support daughters through, again, that process of shaming, which actually set the stage not just for you to shame yourself, but for women to shame each other. And as we work with this, releasing any of those layers that are ready to go through the back body, running a cellular repair. And I just see the essence of healthy masculine protection coming in to meet the feminine. And as that's coming in, I see the body, the front body bends almost like it's doing a subtle back bend that potentially deepens enough all the way to the point where it reaches the Taoist arch, where the heart begins to align with the energy of the sun there gets to be that restoration of play, of openness, of pleasure, of vitality that's here. And then from the back body now, releasing any corresponding layers of guilt that were going hand in hand with that shame. That's what's melting off of there. Okay. And as that's releasing, melting is my word. It's actually just beginning to evaporate and dissolve all on its own. The body mind doesn't need to hang on to that essence of guilt anymore. It's got the awareness that it needs through the release of the shame. So the guilt just literally releases quite readily and easily. And as that washes away, it's got this energy of like water off of a duck's back, that expression. Hey, beautiful. And we're going to tap this part in here. Invitation to breathe and receive. Now we're working with the energy of procrastination, putting things off. And as we work with the essence of procrastination, going into a circulation of nerve supply. We're doing it for the diaphragm, the regular breathing diaphragm. We're here working with unhooking the pattern of holding your breath. And it's like this energy of, you know, when you hold your breath for a period of time, and then when you start to breathe again, there's that gasping that goes with it. It's like procrastination is the holding of the breath. And then there is that, oh my God, I gotta get it done. There's that sometimes very productive time frame in which we cram it all in at the last minute. And that's the gasping of the breath. And that pattern is actually coming, interestingly enough, from the diaphragm. Cool. Okay, and as we begin to address it here in the diaphragm with nerve supply, we also need to do an unhooking a bundle of belief systems that I'm only as good as what I produce results in. I'm only as good as the work I do. Which means I also have to prove my worth. I have to prove my worth. And as long as the body mind is stuck in that place of constantly having to prove its worth, it's caught on that hamster wheel and it doesn't actually get to find that point of stillness and ease. And this is linking into house number four, house of the spleen meridian, house of the subconscious. It's also where those layers of ourselves come together and we form our sense of self and how that interacts with our environment. Ideally, in a way that keeps us feeling safe and healthy and protected. And as we work with it here, unhooking from the identity itself, this idea of I never get anything done or accomplished in the way that I want to. We're also unhooking, I'm going to call it the subtle procrastination, where you're always just a minute or two late, or you're just always just a little bit behind. And there's actually a fear of what might happen if you actually got it all done as well here ahead of time. It's actually a fear of the relief or the joy that might come from that. This idea of it'll be too easy, it'll be too easy. What if it actually got to be easier and that was allowed and okay? And as we unwind that, it's coming off of the midline, in particular through the throat and the chin. And as that releases, working with circulation of lymph as well through that midline of the throat. Oh, Okay, and I also see that it is clearing out anything that needs to get said for you to actually protect your time space, meaning the spaciousness around which you allot yourself to do things, and just allowing yourself to be really vocal about protecting your time space. Okay, beautiful. As we work with that, it's linking into the liver to support healthy boundaries and also then to the lungs to create new energetic circulation and giving yourself even more spaciousness to really be here and taking that in to really expand it and to support this expansion project, bringing in a planetary energy here of Jupiter. And as you bring in Jupiter, working with its role in expansion, but also its role in all things right brain. So I see this is directly supporting the expansion of all things feminine and giving your feminine essence even more spaciousness and time to potentially even connect to that moments of stillness. And then unhooking all those names that you may have been called, or any of the things that were said to you around the vein of procrastination and going slower and not being able to get it done in time, potentially, or even if you did get it done in time, working with all those things that you heard. And when we work with this, we're actually going right to the sense of hearing, going into the ears. And just unhooking the pain, the hurt of hearing these things and yourself in connection to them. And as we unwind this, it's actually coming off of those three ear bones, the stapes, the malleus, the incus. And then we're just letting the ears know you don't actually have to take that in anymore. Yeah, that gets to end now. That's over now. And as you remind the ears that that's over now, reminding me also the ears that on the other side of that being over, there gets to be something different. This gets to be softer, more gentle, more easeful. And that also includes the way in which we hear ourselves speak to ourselves. Yeah, it refers to that subtle sense of hearing where we connect to our inner thoughts. And that in turn is linking into the entire limbic brain, the emotional brain, just to support everything calming down. We're gonna link it into the entire limbic brain, into the entire cortical brain, and linking the entire cortical brain into the prefrontal cortex, or the heart of the head brain, as I like to think of it as, the center for wisdom, empathy, and connection to higher self has a tendency to bring in harmony. And we're gonna link that into the entire brain now, linking the prefrontal cortex right back into all layers of cortical brain, limbic brain, along with reptilian brain. That's the brain that says you're safe, you're alive, don't change anything, which can often keep us stuck in old patterns, old cycles that are no longer serving. And here, running the permissions, it's safe to come out of your shell. It's safe to come out of your shell. As we do that, I actually see the age in which you were the shyest, in which you went through that pattern. And that may have been even before you were speaking. It might have even been in the womb, or it might have been at age 2, 3. Most kids go through it at a certain point of playing shy, acting shy. Or sometimes babies do it prior to that too. As we work with those ages of acting shy, bringing in all the things that might have felt good at that age, what is it you most would have wanted when you were shy to reach out or connect? Would you have wanted someone to be beside you to support you, a hand to hold? Would you have wanted a hug? What is it you would have needed to be really supported in those moments of shyness? Perhaps it was words that you were told, you get to slow this down and go at your own pace. You get to go when you're ready and not before. providing, in essence, any pieces of missing nourishment to those shy parts of yourself. And as you drink that in, linking that into the entire nervous system to release any of that strain or pressure of social anxiety, shall we call it, of shyness. And as that begins to be met in these new ways, in these healthy ways, with you supporting yourself, linking it into circulation of consciousness, of the heart and all things harmony, all things respect, all things dignity, all things balanced. And as that balance begins to move through, and all those other qualities, all this essence of the heart begins to move through, might be a better way to say that, linking now into the conception vessel meridian, so it can get the fullest awareness of this energy of the heart. And as that heart connects into the conception vessel, I see it as being deeply replenished, like deep rejuvenation, like we're sending it to a spa for the most healing vacation of its life. And as we allow it to be so resourced, more resourced than it may have ever been before, there becomes into an existence this deeper level of nourishment that you may not have been aware of that's been there. It just wasn't resourced enough to be accessed. As we link in the heart in this way to resource the conception vessel meridian, the conception vessel meridian in turn can nourish the heart right back, creating the upward spiral, the upward healthy cycle of nourishment, of harmony. What is it to nourish the things that create harmony in your life? What is it to notice what's working well, what's pleasant, to the very least neutral, where we heard those words? And as we work with connection to restoring nourishment to that which brings you harmony, I see this as an in turn going right back into the heart and allowing for its energy field to begin to expand just a little bit more than may have been available before. And as this heart opens up, linking its energy into the remaining chakras as above, so below, simultaneously linking into the three chakras below that in body talk we think are yang, and the three chakras above that in body talk are considered to be yin or feminine. And as we link all things masculine to all things feminine in the chakras, creating even more harmony throughout not just the chakra system, but all that the chakra governs, the rest of you. And this is linking now into the meeting point between the chakra system and the meridian system, sometimes referred to as the Taji pole. And this central pole of light where these two energy systems meet also gets to be nourished by harmony. And as we bring in this essence of this consciousness, really, of nourishment, of harmony into the very core of your being, reminding your body that this is how it was meant to be. This is its birthright, to come alive in this nourishment, to come alive in having harmony, and to come alive in that pattern actually being a helpful one, a healthy one, to bring in even more goodness. And this is actually meant to be the way that it always was. Just some other things got a little confused and mixed up in there. And as we restore this healthy operating system of your energy fields, linking in once again into house number 6, practical action, house of being service to ourselves. And then into the breath cycle. And I see that as actually supporting this new energy configuration to be linked right into your breath. And the breath as supportively inhaling, drinking this new life, this new way of being in. And the exhale, releasing all that no longer serves. Through an act of volitional surrender. Related to that, running the permissions of I surrender. I surrender here. And then tapping that out as well. Invitation to connect consciously to that breath. As that settles in, invitation to give that just another few breaths. Let that integrate as we give it some space. And then we're running the interesting permissions here. Running the words, what if there is actually nothing wrong with me? What if there's actually nothing wrong with me? And with that, releasing a lot of shame and guilt over the influences that we have all around us telling us how we should look, the size we should be, the proportions of that size should be in. Yeah. And as that begins to, in whatever layers are available to release, come off of the conception vessel here in the front body. Also releasing one more layer of shame and guilt now through the collarbones. And it's carrying the energy of, you know, when we like hang our head low, that expression. And as that releases, invitation for that head to rise and come back to a centered position. And then I just hear the entire spine take a really deep breath of relief. It's like, oh, finally that's back there. Oh, okay, good. And as that realigns through the spine here, we need to repair how it is the way chi was configured around the fourth house energy. And just to remind, the fourth house is where all those essences of us, the ideas of all of our parts and how it is we come together in our personality and our persona, comes together to keep us in relationship to our environment in ways that work well for us. And here we just need to actually run a defrag, much like again that computer defrag or a spring clean, releasing any clutter that doesn't need to be here, and then what remains can again be restored, reorganized, and utilized in ways that are helpful, resourceful for the body. And then we're linking that into the fourth house organ and meridian, the house of the house number four, pardon me, is also the house of the spleen meridian, which also regulates our subconscious. Okay. And at the same time as we do all of that, linking the planetary energies, the sun and the moon, to bring in healthy awareness of the masculine and the feminine, how they dance together, how they interplay together, and restoring that into how it is you configured your own persona and staying safe in relationship to that environment, as we've talked about in House 4. And as we work with this balancing point, so this dance really of the sun and the moon, what if whatever you've been hanging on to gets to drop away just a little bit easier here now? And then we're running circulation of blood, nerve, and lymph, all three simultaneously, working with that passion, that communication, releasing that low self-esteem simultaneously through the spleen, through the subconscious mind. And through the kidneys and the kidney meridian, going back into the ancestral lines of where some of that subconscious mind programming came from. Beauty. And we're tapping this out here. Invitation to breathe however feels right. As that settles in, integrating this all by running switching technique that helps to cope or deal with stress. Interesting, that's all it needs for integration. We're linking that part of me into the conception vessel meridian. Invitation to again breathe and receive. We come on in for a nice soft landing. You're more than welcome to come to that resource that we found earlier or stay right where you are if this feels good. And I have a song. Let me see, how many minutes is this one? It is 4 minutes long. It's called Shores. It's by Aware and it's from the album Somos. Hello again, and thank you so much for this opportunity to work together in these ways. My heart is always so full after getting to meet and connect with you all, and I don't know that I say that enough, so wanted to let you know, and wishing you all the most beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for being you, and thank you for calling this medicine in. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I look forward to meeting you all again in 2 weeks' time, as we have a week off next week. And then when we meet back, it'll be the last week of the last Wednesday of the month, and we'll be integrating this entire Conception Vessel Meridian series, which I'm looking forward to. As always, anything to mention, feel free to send it my way. Okay, y'all, bye for now. And you're most welcome to all the chat features. You're most welcome. Bye for now.